Steve Gerber. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show, fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, fall colors, man. They're coming in across parts of the UP and northern Michigan. And after all the rain, maybe it's a good time to get out of here and go check that out. Don't miss the fall colors. They looked, I mean, they came in the last 40 hours. It looks great. Number two, in the years to come, you may be on the electric highway, a new ribbon of road along Lake Michigan. They'll be for electric cars. Only to look at those fall colors. We'll tell you about that. But first, number one, Michigan Health. It's on the front page here. Michigan Health on the front page. As the Michigan Health Group pushes for statewide school mask mandates after officials have been threatened. That's the claim. The Michigan Association for Local Public Health says the pandemic's bringing out the worst in people. Well, that's true. On all sides, in some cases. It's not unique to one side or the other, I can tell you that. Guess you'd probably agree with me on that. And so the association is asking state lawmakers to implement a mask mandate before it's too late, they say. Cases, by the way, continue to come down nationwide. Yeah, cases of COVID coming down. It's dropped more than 40% in Florida in the last week. They always want to try to say, yeah, how bad Florida is. Well, no, not really. You know, yeah, people have died. Yeah, it's true. And they've also exaggerated the numbers. That's also true in some places. In a lot of places, we've learned that. But this is a problem. Norm Hess from the Michigan Association for Local Public Health, he is the executive director, says too many people are going too far, threatening school officials and others because they have different opinions on whether a mask should be worn in public schools or not. We've had multiple health officers who have had their lives threatened. This is an article from Click on Detroit. Have had their lives threatened, their careers threatened, their funding threatened. A lot of outlandish behavior going on. Some pretty crazy behavior out there in public meetings. I mean, you can look at many different media websites and see types of behaviors that we would not have expected in the middle of a public health crisis like this. It's affecting multiple jurisdictions. And that is why we asked the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services to consider, again, a statewide mask mandate for schools. These health officers, they are citizens of their counties. Their kids go to school. They want this over just as much as anybody else does. It's just a tragedy people are treating them this way. They're not elected officials. They're just doing the job they were hired to do. And by the way, the Office of Governor responded in this story. And Click on Detroit got this response. We're working with superintendent school boards, local health departments to help increase the number of school districts with smart mask policies because data shows that local mask policies can significantly reduce the spread of COVID-19 so that students can safely continue in-person learning. Right now, 260 school districts, including all districts in Wayne and Oakland County, are covered under a mask policy this year, which accounts for more than 63% of the student body. 800,000 students in traditional public schools across the state. Well, I can assure you that a mandate will not ease tensions. How about that? A directive, an edict from the state, and that's not going to ease the tension or the divide or the anger. In fact, it will just exacerbate it. That's 100% true. 100% true. A nationwide PFAS, speaking of your health, a nationwide PFAS multi-site health study is open for enrollment to residents in the Belmont and Rockford areas. I think this is interesting. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services is enrolling West Michigan residents for a nationwide PFAS multi-site study, a project supported by the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry. You want to know how PFAS affects people? Well, let them check your blood. Let them see what's going on. Let them check the disease rates, the cancer rates. They can check your pituitary glands and the other things that are affected by this. They can check autism rates in your neighborhood. A lot of people believe that autism is connected to PFAS, these forever chemicals. And obviously, with what happened in Rockford in that area, that's an important place to check. You can find out more. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, you can find out more. And you get a $75 gift card for participating. So there's something in it for you. Something in it for you. Let me assure you of one other thing before I run out of time in this segment. And that is this. Winter's coming. Despite all the climate change hubbub and hullabaloo, yes, winter is coming. But the problem with winter coming is a whole lot of folks are not prepared. And when I say folks, I mean people like the Metro Detroit Road Commission. What's the problem? I'm going to give you a guess. What's the problem with the Road Commission in Detroit? No, sir, that's not it. And watch your language. There aren't enough people to drive the plows and salt trucks. They're short-staffed. Yep, they're short-staffed. Road commissions across the state short-staffed. By the way, the starting wage at the road commission is $18.53 an hour. It goes to $24 an hour after 6 months. And the guy in charge of the whole thing, Craig Bryson, says, I don't understand why nobody wants to work. I don't understand it either. Craig, I don't get it at all. It's a nationwide problem. It's a statewide problem. Road agencies all over Michigan having the same problem. Nobody to drive the salt trucks. Nobody to drive the plows. Same thing, right? But so it is. The Wayne County Road Commission looking for about 120 workers right now. The Michigan Department of Transportation also looking for people. You know, at $24 an hour, you're making $50,000 a year. Pick up overtime, you're making $70,000 a year. If you're young, you know, if you're young and don't feel like, you know, building college debt, go get an endorsement on your driver's license and away you go. Making 50, 60, 70 grand a year. Pack some money away. Save some cash. Yeah. Drivers. Not enough drivers out there. And the problem, well, it continues. That's all. The problem continues for farms, too. I need you to support American. I need you to support Michigan farmers, all right? At patriotfoods.com. Started by a West Michigan blueberry farmer who sees his farm going under in a couple of years if things don't change, because he cannot compete with the massive amount of imports coming in from Canada and Peru and everywhere else. PatriotFoods.com. You can buy produce fresh and frozen right there, shipped to your doorstep, no charge if you spend $100. Plus, they put money in the kitty for military families in need. They're a great operation. PatriotFoods.com. Trust me, you want to help these guys out and protect your food supply. PatriotFoods.com. I'm Steve Gruber. I'll be right back.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
It's time for you to hear the truth. It's time for American history to be told straight, because American history is at a crisis point. Join me and Hillsdale College in the Great American Story, A Land of Hope. It's Hillsdale's new free online course, and it explores the history of America and her greatest triumphs and achievements, as well as our shortcomings and our failures. The free online course is an unbiased study of American patriotism. Join me at GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You can learn how at the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women Luncheon, Thursday, May 19th at Old Town Marquee.